after the rain. They hardly spoke to each other afterwards. He gave himself over to drink and patriarchy and writing things down. She moved through the hours busy with the usual things. But the hours weren't the problem for her. It was the minutes of remembering and knowing exactly what had happened. So she'd hum. Otherwise, her mind flashed with tree trunks and boulders, riding waves into skulls and abdomens and babies whose final babbles were drowned by the tarding pleas of their now-believing parents. She used to wonder how the fine young man they'd hired to help tar the ark ended up feeling God's love. Was it as quick as God's wrath? Or did his smile fade slowly in a crush of mud against his chest, or after a final deep breath right before his lungs made room for the wet, holy cleansing of disobedience from earth? At the beginning, her husband mistook the gentle buzz from her chest as the acceptance of grace, asked her to read his sheepskin account. She read and insisted upon one revision. You take my name out of there.